Hey, Mike.
Zach, I meant to tell you something yesterday. I talked to this one tenant in a brick ranch about a new contract, and I told him I was going up to, I may have told you, I'm not sure if I did or not. That's why I wanted to call you back. Told him I was increasing it from 1800 to 2000 at the end of this month, and they had a problem with that and said that they couldn't afford it and was going to have to move out.
Well, that's not a
So
problem.
I just told them I was going to leave it at 1800 because they are excellent guys, the contractors, have done some improvements on the house. I think he just did some electrical work, but anyway, they've been paying for over a year for the first day of the month, every month. And good tenants, young couple. They're not married, but they just anyway, so I just wanted to run that by you to let you know for sure that they're paying 1800, and the other house is paying 1025
Okay.
a month. So I don't
Okay.
know if it made a difference or not, but I just want to
I
let you
mean,
know.
I'll handle them accordingly, you know.
Right. Okay.
You don't have
But
any.
both of them are signing a new contract at the end of this month for
Can you
those
make
figures.
Okay. Can you make the term can you just make sure that the lease in there has seller, you know, or owner as in you, owner and renters agree this lease can be broken by either party at any time?
Well, I'd promise them one more year at that price.
Okay, that's fine.
So it's just going to be for 1 year lease, and from that point on, you do what you want.
Okay.
But like I say, both of them are excellent. None of them have ever been late for the other one for 2 years, and this one for a whole year. And they're paying the first week of the month.
That's fine. Well, I'll
All right,
deal with
buddy.
it. That's not a
All right.
problem. Thank
Okie
you.
doke. All right, later.
Bye-bye.